Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for us to align with our highest self, for us to sit in the vantage point of our abundance, looking down at all that we've manifested into our reality. And sometimes we're sitting in a place where we're thinking, is it possible that everybody can manifest but me? How is it I've seen people manifest parking spots and people and phone calls and money and relationships, and yet somehow I do it for one or two things and then it falls apart? Maybe I'm not really a manifesting manifester. Maybe I am not really the protagonist in my life. Maybe I am not really aligned with my higher self. Maybe I'm just so fucking broken that my old limiting belief systems, habits, and situations that I keep running into and bumping into like a bad dream is my reality. And I feel lost in this space and time dimension called Earth, and the timeline that you're in seems like the abyss of never-ending disappointment. And you see, I'm here to challenge that for you, because you don't understand that you're the creator of your reality. Because if you did, you would understand that you are making the abyss bigger and deeper and wider. So if this is your first time tuning in, my name is Michelle J. Lamont, and I'm a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach, and obviously podcast host. And so for whatever reason you were drawn to this podcast, maybe a coworker or a friend, or you saw something on social media about Manifesting My Miracles with Michelle J. Lamont. Maybe someone recommended it. Maybe you have so many people in your life that you are bombarded with the links to listen to this podcast. And I want to make sure that you understand that that is a divine alignment where your highest self is tapping in to the energy of your abundance always and in all ways. Because if somebody sent you the link, if somebody shared this with you, if you saw somebody posting it, if you were brought to this energy, your angels and your guides are sending you earth angels in order to help you align with your highest and your best self, because this is a transmission of energy. This is a transmission of higher self-knowledge. This is a transmission from you in the future directing traffic right now so you don't get lost along the way. This is not where you go to sit in a lower vibrational place. You come here to this place and this space and this time dimension, and you have requested that your higher self bring me into the picture at this level, because they see that if you get offline, that this would be a roadmap back to who you really are, back to your alignment, back to your divinity, back to your higher self, back to your security, back to your manifesting manifestor energy. And no matter where you are energetically, no matter where you are in life, maybe you're super financially successful, but you just can't bring in the mate that you seek. Maybe you are in a terrible relationship and you don't know how to get the fuck out. That's easy, leave. No is a complete sentence, by the way. And so if you are dreaming of bringing a child into the world and your infertility is just stacking up and you can't stand to see another negative sign on the pregnancy test. Or maybe you've lost someone. Maybe you have an addiction. Maybe there is just so much low vibration around you that listening to this just brings you some sort of peace. And I get it. I get being lost in your mind and in your thoughts. But it's time for you to elevate, control that energy, meditate, sit in the divinity of who you are, and align yourself with the highest possible version. But because there are so many contributing factors to why we are where we are energetically, and some of us will go steady, strong, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, and then crash and burn. And then we think, oh, I can't go through this again. Well, babe, that's just the dark night of the soul. And it's going to happen over and over and over and over and over again. If you think that you get it, you go through it once and you get it right, and then you're done, you are fucking wrong. And so, you know, I had this transmission to do this this information, because I feel like so many people are stuck, they're lost in translation, okay? And they don't understand that all of the things that they're experiencing are by design. And so I wanted to go over, it came to me in my meditation, 3 broken beliefs that block manifestation. Because so many of us fall into these 3 patterns. And I see it with my coaching clients, when I'm at speaking events, and people come up to me and talk to me afterwards, DMs on my Instagram. And by the way, you can book a free 15-minute phone call with me anytime you want. You just tap a link and you look at my schedule and you schedule yourself into my reality. You see, I'm past the microphone and into your home and into your space, and I can look at your aura and read you. And the first 15 are on me, so tap that link and let's get started. But until then, let me go over some things as Wayne sings a song of, look, there's somebody walking past the house again, Mom. Okay. So what I need you to hear is the first thing that so many people tap into is this complete false reality of you have to validate yourself in some way for this goal. I want to manifest a new car. I want to manifest my child. I want to manifest my second child. I want to manifest healing from being raped. I want to manifest waking up every day and not fucking hating shit. And so what does that look like? To many of us, that looks like the theory or the thought that we are not worthy. And that's the first broken belief. It's the first broken belief because you were born with everything that you need. There isn't a college degree. There isn't a status. There isn't a sexual orientation. There isn't a beauty standard. There isn't a height weight standard. There isn't an ethnicity standard. There is no standard for your worthiness except deciding to come to Earth, the teaching planet, and being brave enough to expand your energy and go through shit trash can situation after trash can situation in order for you to elevate into that energetic place where you understand that worthiness is a minimum. Worthiness of you was before you came here. You weren't dead, came to life, and then die. You were an energetic being before you came here. And so therefore, you had powers and abilities way beyond any earth dimension. This is just one planet. This is just one cycle. I'm a life path 9. I've been here 8 other times. So my worthiness isn't dependent on a karmic standard. How many nice things did I do? How many bad things did I do? How many shitty things did I do in a past life? What did my ancestors do? All of this turning of energy that is just pointless. Really, it's like you look at I live here in St. Pete, Florida, and in the most beautiful home ever. And I often will just stare at a palm tree, and there's so many different types. And I think I'll never get tired of seeing you. I love you so much. And a tree, you know, it doesn't ever think I'm not worthy of the flowers that I'm going to bloom or the fruits that are going to come from this or the birds that are going to nest here or the sun that's going to shine on me or the rain that's going to water me. It simply exists in its worthiness and it grows taller and stronger. And depending on the type of tree, it will bend and flow with the forces of nature that come through windstorms and weather storms. And the tree never thinks, well, that other tree, it's got 12 more palm leaves than me. So it deserves the sun more than I do. And it never thinks, you know, trees, I don't know if you know a lot about trees, but they have found in a scientific study that trees actually talk to one another and to their seedlings before they become trees through photosynthesis. And in that process, they don't sit there and think, well, I really need to encourage my seeds to be strong trees. They just are. And because you were given an entire soul to walk around this planet and to create with, the limiting ideas come from the belief system that you had growing up. And if you didn't listen to or haven't heard my episode of what is the difference between a belief and a knowing, go back and listen. But God source energy doesn't think or feel or believe that you have anything that is not worthy. It knows at all times and in all stages and in all phases that you are, always have been, always will be. So when you're sitting there saying, oh, I'm not worthy of this, or, you know, I'm not this person or I'm not that person, you know, I don't have this background, I don't have this education, I'm not tall enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not fat enough, I'm not skinny enough, I'm not rich enough. You're living in the ego dimension. And what is ego? E-G-O, edging God out. Hey, real quick, manifesting manifestors, I am so damn proud of you. No matter how much life has thrown at you, you've made it this far. In order to release the past and what has held you back, you have to do more than listen to this podcast. You have to step up, you have to take action, and you have to invest in yourself so you can understand what you need to do to manifest the life you came here to create. Aren't you ready to move miles and not inches and to create the life that you've always dreamed of? Well, I've got the course and this is the time. On January 4th of 2022, 12 people's lives will be forever changed because they enrolled in my live 6-week course, Alignment Exposed, Reboot and Level Up. I'm holding your seat right now. The shift starts here. Create your own unique, limitless plan for divine abundance and money and love and freedom and happiness. Finally, connecting those dots of clarity, direction with the tools you need in a safe environment with 12 others on the same path. Alignment Exposed is the course that will change everything for you. Seats sell fast, I gotta be honest. So DM me right now or email me at info@michellejlamont. Do not waste another moment. Claim your seat, claim your abundance, and enroll right now. You are worthy. Stop arguing for your limitlessness and start investing in the future that you're ready to manifest. And so the first broken belief is that you're not worthy. And that's just a way for you to reject all of the wonderful things that is absolutely in store for your highest and your best self. And so if you can separate your background and your energy and just start saying, I'm worthy of all that is coming. I'm worthy of all that is coming. I forgive and release my past. And you make that something that you repeat in your head over and over and over and over and over and over again. Then there you are sitting in this whole new dynamic point and portal for your worthiness to be proven to you by the universe over and over and over again. And so the second thing that I think is important that so many people really get wrong in the manifestation process and the second thing that I think that, you know, really is a broken belief, and we sit in this so much, that the second belief to me that I really think doesn't help you manifest and bring things into your reality is, You have to suspend that belief or system, because that broken belief is not everything is possible. Not everything is possible. And so you start to dream, right? If you want to be a singer, you know, I just want to make a living singing, or I want to be the most world famous this, or I want to be the number one speaker. I want to be the number one author. I want to be the number one TV producer. I want to be the number one gymnast. And then you say, well, okay, maybe I don't want to be an Olympian, or I don't want to be an NBA player. That's not possible. Well, if you ever say that's not possible, then you're really not understanding that everything is possible. And when whenever I think of this broken belief and it creeps into my reality, I remember that my body itself is impossible. Think about your protons and neutrons becoming atoms, becoming cells, that you have red and white blood cells, you have oxygen moving in and out of all of your actual functioning system, your lymph nodes and your endocrine system and your breath, even the breath, and you have 4 chambers in your heart. And all of these organs, they change over every, I don't know the exact number, but it's like 90 days for blood and cells. And I think, you know, a year or something for every bone to be replaced and every organ to be replaced. And so it's constantly being this impossible feat of nature. And we walk around and we think this is too big. This is impossible. And you can't even absorb the fact that you're alive and that you're living and that you're here is an impossibility. You know how hard it is to bring a soul to earth through a body? And when you're in that vibration of not everything is possible, I want you to remember that all the people that you're looking at, all the people that you're following, all the people that you're resharing, all the people that you're commenting on, all the people that you admire the most, they're just people like you, a body and a soul, who has aligned with the highest and the best version of themselves, and they don't live in a reality where everything is not possible. How do they get the gall to think that they're going to be in the most elite industries in the world, and not only in the most elite parts of these industries, but they're also going to supersede everybody and be in the limelight and have all the attention in the world on them? They don't see that they're limiting. They see that there's more and more and more and more. And I think it was Julius Caesar or something in that Roman time. There was a quote that when somebody conquered all the worlds, he wept because there were no more worlds to conquer. And when you are always moving forward and you're saying, let's see what comes next, let's see what comes next, everything is possible, everything is possible, let's see what comes next, let's see what comes next. You know what happens? You start to expand and move that point of possibility. So you don't have to say, you know, if you want to be a famous singer, you don't have to say, I want to be as famous as J-Lo. I want to be as famous as Whitney Houston. I want to be famous as Kurt Cobain. You just have to say, I'm ready to move forward from here. I'm ready to expand. I'm ready to grow. I'm not going to allow any limiting thoughts, people, situations, or places to stop me from moving forward always and in all ways. And that really is the truth of why we block ourselves. Because either we get trapped in that the dynamic of our brain explaining to us why not everything is possible, which leads to, and it comes from you're not worthy. And if you get through that, then not everything is possible. And the third broken belief that you are using to block those things from coming is on your spiritual journey or from your past history that you had to be perfect. And that you have to strive for this perfect and perfection in some way. Especially people who are on a spiritual journey. They think, well, I can't think anything negative because then all of a sudden I'm going to manifest something negative. Or even myself, have I done enough good deeds today? Have I spoken to all the energy that's been in my radius? Have I acknowledged all the people that I've come in contact with in a positive and beautiful way? And then if I haven't, or I have some sort of guilt around it, I can overthink it. So I have to understand that perfectionism is procrastination in form. And that procrastination comes from not being able to pull a trigger on our own worthiness, not being able to understand that everything is possible. So we go back to we're not worthy in a different way. It has to be perfect. It has to be this. It has to be that. Yeah. Okay. That's not true, is it? And so what is it about that thought of perfectionism? You see, when you sink into that third broken arrow, that third broken belief, what you're doing is you're just exposing the fact that you do not understand how powerful and how magnetic and how energetic and how divine God's source energy always knows that we are. And so when those little insecurities flare up, and those things start to shine a light in your dark room, it's reminding you of the lowest vibrational point. And so it tells you to go backwards and to stop and to go get a real job and to settle for the person that's not really a vibrational match to you, and to take the job and to continue to work at a place that doesn't see you and validate you, and you're not using your gifts and talents and you're not happy. And then you continue with, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy. And it's a really vicious cycle that does not benefit your highest and your best self. And because these broken beliefs can be so tethered and tied into each other, I think it's important to examine the fact that you are worthy. I think it's important to understand that everything is possible. And I think it's very, very important to say out loud, I will never be perfect. I do not seek perfection. And there is no perfect situation. There's no perfect time or place to have a baby. There's no perfect time or place to start a business. There's no perfect time or person to be in love with. Perfectionism is procrastination in manifested form. And so when we're vibrating in that energy, in that lack, in that reality, you're only vibrational match to those same and similar like situations. But you have to move into a place and a space where you do see that by being here, everything is possible, that you don't have to be perfect, and that you are worthy. Because at the end of the day, if the story was different, you wouldn't be here to experience these things and to evolve and to become a manifesting manifester. The belief system that you have shows up in insecurities. You know, when somebody's insecure about something, they try to control it. They try to monopolize it. They try to make sure that it is controlled by the other person. When you feel that you're not worthy, you don't even look at the things that you really want. I love a nice purse, but no, I'm not going to look at Gucci. Yes, I want to be a powerful speaker, singer. I want to be the number one insurance salesman in the United States, but not in the world. So when all of these things roll together, they equal you blocking and being a part of the broken belief system that's preventing you from manifesting the miracles that have already been floated into your reality by your higher self. So it's in the dimensional reality. It's in the thought process. It's in the thinking. It's in the surroundings. Because those vibrational alignments, well, they're not coincidences, baby. What is a coincidence? Coinciding with an alignment. You are literally smashing into the atoms and the protons of this reality and seeing it for what it is. And then you're painting a different fucking picture. You're worthy. Whatever you believe, it is possible. And perfectionism is a way of procrastinating and telling ourselves a story that just isn't true. And if you need more explanation, more time, more whatever. You just hit that link in my anything that says Michelle J. Lamont and book a session with me. But one thing I would really appreciate is if you sign up for my newsletter and you'll get my free ebook. But if you really want to make me happy, if you really want to light me up, go into Apple iTunes and write a review. You see, every time I get a review, it moves me up and five more people can see the link better. And so you're helping the collective reach five more souls. And then it's five and 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 so on and so on. And I really want you to sign up for my course, Alignment Exposed. And I know you're hearing the ads here. So seats are limited, babe. And it's getting sold out fast. Because 12 people's lives are going to be forever changed. And on my Instagram, there's at least a half a dozen testimonies from people who took the class last year. So please go listen. Talk to those people. Reach out to them. Ask them. They're going to tell you. It changed their lives. The best investment we ever make is in ourselves. So that said, I'm excited to say I'm Michelle J. Lamont, and until next time, go manifest your miracle today. Hey, real quick, manifesting manifestors, I am so damn proud of you. No matter how much life has thrown at you, you've made it this far. In order to release the past and what has held you back, You have to do more than listen to this podcast. You have to step up, you have to take action, and you have to invest in yourself so you can understand what you need to do to manifest the life you came here to create. Aren't you ready to move miles and not inches and to create the life that you've always dreamed of? Well, I've got the course and this is the time. On January 4th of 2022, 12 people's lives will be forever changed because they enrolled in my live 6-week course, Alignment Exposed, Reboot and Level Up. I'm holding your seat right now. The shift starts here. Create your own unique, limitless plan for divine abundance and money and love and freedom and happiness. Finally, connecting those dots of clarity, direction with the tools you need in a safe environment with 12 others on the same path. Alignment Exposed is the course that will change everything for you. Seats sell fast, I gotta be honest. So DM me right now or email me at info@michellejlamont. Do not waste another moment. Claim your seat, claim your abundance, and enroll right now. You are worthy. Stop arguing for your limitlessness and start investing in the future that you're ready to manifest.